This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yes, we are the Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are live from SEC Media Days at the College Football Hall of Fame. You've got Bo here. Abe is on my left. He is in for Mike today. I'm Allie Mack, and Dylan is holding it down back at the studios. Now, the Home Run Derby is tonight. Matt Olson is looking to become the first Braves player to win it in franchise history. Of course, he's replacing Ronald Acuna Jr. 1-10. How disappointed were you by this, Bo?
Probably a 9. That was one of the things I was looking forward to in the All-Star game. It softened the blow that we do still get a Brave in, that Matt is taking over for him. But I was like, Abe, I was pretty excited. Now, and that's like I said Saturday, and obviously I don't know if not everybody was listening, but to reiterate it, to me, I want Ronald to have that moment. I think it would be awesome if he's batting leadoff at the All-Star game and he goes yickety. Like at the first at bat of the game against Tariq Skubal, who, look, the Braves have hit him before, so I know they can, but I think it would be really cool.
Yeah, I can't get up to a 9 in terms of disappointment, only because I'm not that surprised. We knew about the lower back tightness at the time. We're like, oh, I hope this doesn't cost him the Home Run Derby, but ultimately when you think about it and you're like, man, this guy's not really in a position to take 100 torqued-up swings for his own preservation. I'm not that surprised, which is why I'm not crazy disappointed. And Bo makes a great point. Like, it would have been brutal if they take out Acuna and they throw in, you know, Bryce Harper or someone, you know, whoever it may be. The fact that it is Matt Olson, the fact that a Brave is still represented, I think is a big deal.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Braves last night drafted shortstop Tate Southesine with the 22nd overall pick. They also drafted Alex Lodice and Cody Miller, shortstops. Have a feeling about that.
Yeah, well, that's clearly a position of need at the moment. Do you need three of them? I don't know. It's not like all three of them are guaranteed to be on the roster at any point in their careers in the Major League roster. The first round pick, whose name I'm not going to butcher at this point in time yet.
Tate Southesine?
Yeah, Southesine. Apparently he's a hell of an athlete, Abe, and he's a guy that is a very has very good at bats. He's 18. Now, he hasn't faced even college pitching at this point. But I was reading about him that he's very athletic, and he could be a guy that maybe could play anywhere, including the outfield. So maybe you didn't draft three shortstops. It's not like it'll be the first time Braves have drafted a shortstop in the first round of a draft, and they've moved him. I don't know, Chipper Jones, Ozzie Albies was not in the first round, but he moved too. So
I've seen the term bat to ball used when describing Southesine.
Well, that's something the Braves don't see a lot of these days with some players.
We'll see if that plays out. I mean, look, it's interesting because unless you're one of the top two or three picks in the MLB draft, or unless you follow, and I follow college baseball, but I mean, you've got to really be on top of things here in terms of prospects. I don't know. Like, in 3 years, we'll see if this guy's charging up our rankings in AA and any of these guys. They drafted multiple shortstops. Again, like Bo said, they may stay there, they may not. But it's tough to get overly excited unless it's like one of those top three, top five guys that you're like, this guy's on the track.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see how it plays out. But it's a tough spot to project at 22.
Yeah, absolutely. So we've been talking about the collusion situation. This was a lot last week that was happening with the NFL and the NFL Players Association and the hot seat that Lloyd Howell has found himself in. And Mike Johnson was saying, you know, that guy is cooked. He is cooked. Now the NFLPA leaders are backing Lloyd Howell. But are you shocked by this? Or what do you think is happening here?
Well, the NFLPA is to me, I think it's dysfunctional. This is a group of people that had DeMaurice Smith run it for how many years? And how terrible was every bargain agreement, I believe, that they signed. I mean, he did some things for the players. He got them less practice time, didn't help the game out, and really didn't help some of the players. But the members of the committee, they released a statement of the NFLPA to say, we categorically reject false reports, insinuating doubts within this committee, or suggestions that we've asked our executive director to step down. And they also say that that these attempts to mischaracterize the views or divide our membership. Look, this is a conflict of interest at one of the highest levels, I feel like. And I think when they get through the season, they'll probably make a change out of the, you know, at some point before free agency starts. But so I'm not surprised that they have delayed the execution. I will be surprised if at some point he doesn't get got in the next calendar year.
Yeah, I think it's easy to jump to a conclusion about the collusion, and that's kind of what they're saying not to do right now. And it's one of these weird situations where, like, you could make two independent decisions separate of each other that feel like it's a conflict of interest but might not be. But the optics of it alone almost make it unpractical to keep him around, like you said, longer than one more session.
Well, I don't believe that it's about the collusion. I believe that this conflict of interest
right.
arose with the hiding of the collusion and the delaying of a when this verdict came out, or whatever you want to call it, they paused the release of it and how they were going to handle it with the league. And I believe that is a direct result of the conflict of interest. That's my thought. I mean, they say not, but there's you just can't be you can't do both. You got to you got to get on one side or the other.
It feels insider trading-ish.
You can't be a Georgia fan and a Florida fan, all right, to use an SEC Media Day thing. You either one or the other.
Well, five-star tight end Kaden Prothrow committed to UGA over Florida and Texas. He was the number 19 overall prospect in the 2026 ESPN 300. Rusty Mansell has to be excited about this one.
Boy, I mean, Georgia has had a lot of monikers over the years. I think tight end U over the last number now certainly makes sense. And Pro Throw is just the last. It's just a continuation of really a run unlike anything I've ever seen in recruiting history from Kirby Smart. They also added four-star DB Tyreek Green on the same day. They've now got 23 guys. I think the number was 23 guys in that class that are four-star or higher, and led by both Pro Throw and five-star quarterback Jared Curtis. I mean, they are just absolutely rolling. It's not going to impact the team this year, but, we'll get into Georgia and the prospects over the course of this week while we are here at the SEC Media Days. It just tells me that even if they don't get to the top and win the championship again this year, they've got talent coming, and they're going to be in the discussion for as long as Kirby Smart's there.
I've never doubted that they wouldn't.
Yeah.
Just keep having
it. Of course not, yeah.
I think Kirby Smart has literally just – I'm not going to sit here and say he is Nick Saban, but I think he's taken the mantle away as far as recruiting-wise, or taking it over, and he's definitely a coach that has his team as prepared as anybody does in the nation week in and week out.
Well, moving on to the Dallas Mavericks, they are shutting down Cooper Flagg for the rest of summer league after he scored 31 points in Saturday's game against the number 2 overall pick. Dylan Harper and the San Antonio Spurs are like, yeah, we've seen enough. We're good.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's just a quick look at the difference in speed and a difference in the game. And he'll obviously have another jump when it's actual NBA players and not just kind of summer league guys. But, yeah, I think we've seen enough. He had a couple highlights offensively and defensively. There's nothing to be gained at this point for Cooper Flagg.
This is kind of like when players go to the Senior Bowl. And they do two practices and are like they have a highlight or
the Mike Green.
The Mike Green is a great one. But there he wasn't the only one. There are multiple
of course
guys.
Not.
But yeah, that's a really good example by you. And like, yeah, okay, I'm good. We're gonna go ahead. I mean, I didn't need to see Cooper Flagg play a summer league game. Okay? I didn't. I mean, I'm glad he did. That's cool. Great. Mavericks fans got somewhat excited that he did it against guys that'll be in the G League or worse moving forward, but
I mean, this guy was reportedly cooking the U.S. men's national team.
I know, that's what
Olympics.
I'm saying.
I don't think him going off for 30 against someone's summer league squad is, you know, again, not needed. But it was still fun for me to watch.
Well, and Abe, you lit up a moment ago when I brought this up. The Hawks beat the Phoenix Suns yesterday. Asa Newell led with 18 points and 11 rebounds. Hawks had early control of this game, leading 30-17 after one quarter. Final score, 98-80.
Yeah, they also got a win on Friday night against the Heat. Asa Newell yesterday showcasing one of the things I think people slept on a little bit coming out of college, and that's his perimeter jumper. I was a little bit higher on him, very excited to have him on the squad, and everyone's like, he's going to play in the G League, he needs to develop, and he still may. But he hit more threes yesterday, and again, it is just a summer league game. He hit more threes yesterday in a summer league game than he did in any individual game in his entire one-year college career. And it's just a showcase that there might be a bigger role for him with the Atlanta Hawks than some people expected.
Yeah, the fact that his shooting,
yeah,
especially from the outside, is already at that point. Or I mean, not.
He was a 30%, 29.5% shooter at Georgia. Obviously, there's a difference in the distance, but I think that as a starting point, as a baseline, and then building from there is so much different than when like what John Collins had to start with, when Onyeka Okongwu had to start with.
Yeah.
Like, this is a guy that can be a threat and will only continue to improve.
And unlike Cooper Flagg, he's a guy that you want to see playing summer league that needs to have that, just that adaptation to playing against, you know, guys that some of them can be at a pro level.
And you're also just stuck not really knowing what the role is for Asa Newell because of the team, because of the depth, and because of what he is.
Well,
the Cooper Flagg role is obvious.
Yeah, he's going to be the start. He's going to be along with Kyrie.
Well, he's starting. Yeah, he's a
whatever
starter.
The unibrow is going to be this year.
Well, and we're going to get into who knows more about college football in a high-pressure situation, not in general, because this is a totally different situation. So let's get into the Mac drop. All right, Abe, do not look at my computer over here because I have categories listed.
That's why I will turn.
I will turn so I am not called any names.
Okay, so what's going to happen here is I'm going to give you a category, and you're going to go back and forth and just keep naming them until you run out of them. We'll see who can keep going the longest, okay? Makes sense? Fair?
Yeah, sure.
All right, Bo, you're going to start this one. We are going to crown a football ball knower today, as we love that term so much. All right, so we're going to start with current college head coaches. Bo, you're starting.
Kirby Smart.
Just any conference? Just...
Yeah. We're going SEC Big Ten, ACC Big 12.
Okay, Clark Lee. I'm throwing him off his game.
Steve Sarkisian.
Jeff Lebby.
Dabo. Stop it, all right? Dabo Sweeney.
Hugh Freeze.
Billy Napier.
Kalen DeBoer.
That's a good one.
What?
Did you say Hugh Freeze already?
He's out.
What?
Yeah, I said him.
Oh, I didn't know.
He was asking if you said him.
I know.
Ryan Day.
Kurt Cignetti.
James Franklin.
I was just going to say James Franklin. Sharon Moore.
Greg Schiano.
I'm starting to run out. This is not good. Any conference? Mike Gundy.
Yeah, she said any conference. Mario Cristobal.
Prime.
You got to say his name, not his nickname.
Deion Sanders.
Mike Gundy.
I just said that.
He said Mike Gundy.
He did.
How many of these are we going to go through?
I'm not paying attention.
I'm trying to get him out of here because I'm running. I just said that. All right, he's got to be out.
Yeah, Bo, he's got to be out.
Give me a dub.
We are running out of time. Let's do a fun one. Let's go with college mascots. Same conferences. Abe, you get to start this one.
Tigers. Do I have to name the school or just like generic mascots?
Are we seeing the mascots?
The mascots, like the names.
Oh.
Tigers.
The Gators.
Wildcats.
Seminoles.
Wolverines.
Hurricanes.
Yeah, this one's going to take forever. Neither of us are going to stumble for a while in this one. Yellow Jackets.
Buckeyes.
Scarlet Knights.
Bruins.
Spartans.
Have you said Huskies?
No.
Which conference?
Well, I was going with Washington.
Not Connecticut?
I don't think it matters.
Florida Bulls? Do we need a bigger conference? NC State, the Wolfpack.
Tar Heels?
Hokies?
The Commodores?
The Orange.
Blue Devils.
You guys say two more, one apiece, and we're going to call it at that. It'll be a draw.
Ducks.
Cougars?
Buffaloes. You just wanted to say Cougars.
Longhorns.
Aggies.
Sooners.
We're just going to keep doing it. How much time do
we have? Clearly, you guys are still going. Yeah, no, I think we're at a draw here. You guys are both wonderful.
What if I just like the other Tiger?
I love how Allie gave y'all.
Could I have technically said the Bayou Bengals since that's kind of the nickname for LSU?
I told y'all one more and it fired you up.
I would have known what you meant.
I love how Allie gave y'all clear instructions and y'all are still going.
Boilermakers.
I don't know if I've said Wolverines.
Dylan, you're going to have to cut their mics.
I said Wolverines.
I'm not listening to you, Spartans.
I said Spartan, dude. How are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
It's a draw, or we could continue this later on. Either way, we got to go because coming up, we'll get a preview of the four presenting teams today. That is next with the Morning Shift live from SEC Media Days from the College Football Hall of Fame on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
The Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.